I'm really pleased with the downtown area. I think there's some pretty fabulous bones to work with, that structurally there's some really interesting things going on there that create very real opportunities for bringing people in and engaging them with the downtown, but also with each other, which I would suggest should be the goal, is how do you get folks talking to folks about things that matter to them.
In addition to being mayor of Montpelier, Hooper was just elected as a Vermont state representative. Hooper is part of the Sustainable Design Assessment Team, or SDAT, that is evaluating Tampa. They will present preliminary findings on Friday and a final report within 2 months. Wayne Fiden is the SDAT team leader and is a planning director in Massachusetts.
In our jobs, we had to come here and bring a set of independent outside eyes. No one's paid on the team. No, everyone agrees not to take consulting work for at least 3 years here. So it's really sort of outsiders coming in, looking at the volumes of information that are here and saying, this is great, you're on the right track and keep going that way. Or frankly, you know, something else maybe isn't working. You need to think about new ways to get there.
The SDAT team came to Tampa because a local group received a grant from the American Institute of Architects, or AIA. The grant was for $15,000 and had to be matched by the same amount raised by Urban Charrette, a nonprofit organization advocating for a more livable Tampa. Adam Fritz is their co-director and said the SDAT team's input will only be useful if the people of Tampa demand changes that lead to sustainability.
Well, then it's up to us to make sure that this dream doesn't die. It's up to us to work with the city and work with the Planning Commission to be whatever role they need for us to help them get to where they want to be. And then it's up to the citizens to keep clamoring for it and saying that this is important to us. This is how we want to grow. We want to grow in a way that's more livable, more sustainable, that's supporting our local economy, and it's preserving great things like the Hillsborough River for us, for our future generations, but also to keep talent here. We are not ranking so well in the whole national scheme when it's as far as attracting talent.
The group gathered at Rolette Park, just below the Hillsborough River Dam, where water from Sulphur Springs and the Tampa Bypass Canal poured into the lower river. Charmont Bonner and his daughter Tatiana fished on the bank.
My daughter likes to come out and just be out in nature, and she loves to fish, and just a family outing, and it's just a nice scenery.
On this warm and sunny afternoon, City Council member Linda Salcena paddled a kayak from Rolette Park through parts of Sulphur Springs and Seminole Heights to Lowry Park.
It was magical on the river today. It was absolutely beautiful.
In September, Salcena led an effort by City Council to consider increasing the distance from the river that a homeowner can build. But she told WMNF her mind has changed about increasing setbacks after paddling the lower Hillsborough River.
After seeing how well some of these homes work with the river, I'm convinced that the key issue to keeping the quality of the river is lots of foliage, lots of Florida-friendly bushes and trees that make the place feel cozy and green. That's even more important than whether buildings are back or close to the shoreline.